From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. United Nations Syria envoy Staffan de Mistura told the European Parliament Tuesday that he is uncertain about what's in store for Aleppo.
Clearly, I cannot deny this is a military acceleration. And I can't tell you how long eastern Aleppo will last.
The UN says a Syrian government offensive has forced nearly 16,000 people to leave their homes. Thousands more could follow. Britain and France have called for an immediate United Nations Security Council meeting on the recent increase in hostilities. Russia's UN ambassador, Vitaly Churkin, described the call as a propaganda campaign. A U.S. general is blaming human error for a coalition airstrike in September that killed Syrian government-aligned forces near Deir ez-Zor. Brigadier General Richard Coe says the coalition thought it was striking Islamic State forces. Pentagon spokesman Peter Cook explained.
This was a situation in which they had high confidence they were hitting ISIL, and it turns out that that was not the case, that they likely hit regime-aligned forces. But they had reason to believe that they were hitting ISIL. A number of factors contributed to this. We're going to learn from that.
Team official Ivan Tozo reacting with sorrow Tuesday after at least 71 people were killed when a plane carrying members of a Brazilian soccer team crashed. That accident late Monday happened near Medellin, Colombia. Several people aboard the chartered plane survived. The team departed Bolivia to play in the final game of the Copa Sudamericana tournament. This is VOA News. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump made his selections for two more cabinet posts Tuesday. Trump named Georgia Republican Congressman Tom Price as his Secretary of Health and Human Services. Trump says Price will lead his administration's effort to repeal and replace President Barack Obama's signature health care plan. Also Tuesday, Trump named former Labor Secretary Elaine Chao to head the Department of Transportation. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump called Tuesday for stiff penalties for protesters who burn American flags. Trump said nobody should be allowed to burn the American flag, and if they do, there should be consequences, perhaps a loss of citizenship or a year in jail. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled in 1989 that laws banning destruction of the flag violate the First Amendment of the U.S. Constitution, which protects freedom of speech. A 1958 court decision banned stripping a person of U.S. citizenship as a form of criminal punishment. A United Nations human rights spokeswoman said Tuesday that civilians in the Iraqi city of Mosul are being killed by Islamic State extremists if they attempt to flee or refuse to help the jihadists. Ravinia Shamdasani said IS jihadists have carried out hundreds of execution-style murders of civilians who refused to allow IS rockets and snipers in their homes or who attempted to flee. In an incident last week, 27 civilians were reportedly executed in northern Mosul for leaking information to Iraqi officials. The Islamic State group says the man who carried out Monday's attack at Ohio State University was what it called a soldier of the caliphate. A statement posted by the group's news agency says Abdul Razak Ali Artan had responded to calls to attack the citizens of what it called international coalition countries. Hundreds of thousands of Cubans gathered Tuesday in Havana's Revolution Square to honor their late leader, Fidel Castro. Castro died Friday night at the age of 90. Beginning Wednesday, his ashes will be carried eastward across the country in a three-day procession. Castro's remains will be buried Sunday in Santiago. A fire at a school in the Turkish or southern Turkish province of Adana has killed 12 people, including 11 teenage girls. 22 people were injured. Fire broke out in a girls' dormitory late Tuesday. The cause of the fire is unknown. U.S. National Guard troops have been deployed to help battle wildfires and have destroyed hundreds of buildings in Gatlinburg, Tennessee. The city's mayor is Mike Werner. He says the wildfires are moving through the Great Smoky Mountains National Park, and they have forced the evacuations of more than 14,000 people. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.